Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. This Monday morning, October the 29th, we welcome you to the OPT Network. It's 7:35 a.m., and I tell you one thing. If you're just getting going this morning, it is fall-like outside. It is crisp and it is cool. And as we were driving in this morning, the skies are clear. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, but it looks like it's going to be a cool day, just as it has been this past weekend. Maybe not as windy, but it's going to be cool. So make sure that the kids are prepared with a jacket of some sort, and make sure that you're prepared. I tell you what, we had an absolutely wonderful weekend this weekend. Not only was the weather beautiful, it was a wonderful weekend for DC fishing. It was kind of windy out, but it was an incredible weekend. And then on Sunday, we were the guest speakers, or I was the guest speaker, and we were the guest of Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. And we're going to tell you all about that incredible, incredible Sunday just a little bit later in the show. But it's something you got to stay tuned for. And we want to thank a little bit later in the show all of the people that showed up from all parts of Central Louisiana. You guys absolutely rocked. This morning, however, we want to remember that our school kids are traveling in. School zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. So make sure that you're staying engaged. You still got a little bit of time before those school zones stop flashing. Make sure that you're watching out for school buses and school kids. And it's still, we still hadn't, you know, gotten to daylight really early yet. So make sure that if you're traveling in, you're watching out for walkers. You're watching out for people who are exercising in the morning. But most especially our kids, because they're generally just not paying attention for themselves. So we've got to do that for them. I tell you what, this morning, it was so cool in my house this morning that I don't know about you, but it's like once you snuggled under those covers, you didn't want to come out. We got to kind of get used to the change in weather, but it's absolutely wonderful. And it's a welcome change from the heat. So fall is in the air and it feels really, really great. So we're super excited about the change in weather. And you know, the change in weather is great change for the beginning of the week. You know, we like to call Mondays now. We have dubbed Mondays, DC, Momentum Monday. So we want you to get your week started off with great momentum. Because if you get your Monday started off with great momentum, guess what? It is going to push you. It is going to propel you through the rest of the week. But that momentum for Monday is critical. I don't care what you're saying this morning. I don't care if you're saying, oh, I wish the weekend could just be one more day. Shake yourself loose and get ready to have an incredibly great week. Because when you start to say what you want to have, you'll begin to see the manifestation of that. So start to tell yourself this morning, just as we do every single morning, especially on Monday. And you've got to tell your kids the same thing. You got to tell them that they've got to change what's coming out of their mouth. And when you do that, it changes absolutely everything. And we tell our son every single day that attitude is everything. If you start with the right attitude, then chances are you'll end with the right attitude. And this morning, we're going to be talking about something that really lends itself to that. We're going to introduce you to a gentleman who is just a power-packed speaker, and he's got a new book called The No Excuse Guide to Success, no matter what your boss or your life throws at you. And it is an incredible book, and it really, really sheds light on the way that we're making excuses, why we're making excuses about life and the next goals and the next things, and how we can get on the right track to making our dreams become a real reality. And, you know, we talk about it all the time that we've got to stop talking about it and we've got to start being about it. Well, the No Excuse Guide to Success, No Matter What Your Boss or Your Life Throws at You, is just what we're talking about. And the author of that book is Mr. Jim Smith. And we're going to introduce you to him just a little bit later in the show. It's something that you want to stay on point for because it promises to wake your Monday up. It promises to give you insight and information on how to quit making excuses about why you haven't, why you could, why you should, why you might. And it's going to wake you up to stop making excuses and become about the business of getting to business. And that's what it's all about, really, isn't it? It's about getting on the grind to make those dreams a reality and to start birthing those dreams. And that's one of the things that we talked about this weekend. But I'm going to tell you what, we're up this morning. We're ready. It's 7:41 a.m. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to have lots more. So stay with us. We're back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The State of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Angie Roberts with Christus Cabrini Cancer Center, and I'd like to thank On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas for helping us in the fight against breast cancer. Thanks, Team OPT, for joining us again this year in the race for the cure.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Monday, October 29th, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:45. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the communities that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas, and you can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com, www.HicksonHasIt.com. Just as a reminder, on this momentous Monday, we are still stomping. We've got still the month of November to continue raising funds and raising awareness about breast cancer. And not only will we do it through the months of October and November, DC, we'll be doing it throughout the year. And not only those causes, but many others that are important to our health and our well-being. And so we want to remind you that if you want to reach out to us for donations or just information about mammograms, you can do that by sending us correspondence at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, right here in Alexandria. And you can zip that up with 71302. Or you can simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. And you know, DC, I just want to take this opportunity to thank all of the people we have. In the last few weeks, we have gotten a deluge of phone calls about people inquiring about their mammograms. And if not for themselves, they are inquiring for their loved ones. And this is the kind of momentum, this is the kind of support that we need to have for each other. And it just simply works when we come together and we help each other and we're concerned for our mothers, our aunts, our sisters, and our friends. And so we can do that. You can, many people have just simply called directly to the hospital. Diane Kitts is the head person at mammography at Christus Cabrini Hospital. You can phone that number by dialing 487-1122 and simply ask for Diane Kitts, last name K-I-T-T-S. She's generally almost always busy because she runs a lot of the mammograms and she does most of the testing. Or you can phone us, and we have been happy to make the connection with those people that are trying to get through. It's a simple, very easy process. All you've got to do is call in and say, I'm uninsured or I'm underinsured, and I would like to have my mammogram, and they will make it happen. They've got an incredibly, wonderfully friendly team at Christus Cabrini's Women's Center, and they will absolutely walk you through the process. Now, Friday, we hadn't been able, DC, to really talk about the Super Mega Raffle. But as we got back on the Super Mega Raffle, oh my goodness, you guys have been amazing with calling up, DC, and people are just ready.
Absolutely, they are.
They are ready for the Super Mega Raffle, and we have made a commitment that we're going to continue to add to this Super Mega Raffle every single day that we can to make the prizes even more alluring, make it worth even more money, and make it so that every single person within the sound of our voice would want to support this Super Mega Raffle because the gifts are absolutely incredible.
Yes, they are.
And so what you can do, we still have people calling in. DC, he promised that this year he wasn't going to print extra tickets. But it seems, DC, that we are running out of tickets.
Yes, the tickets are going, very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that we wouldn't have to do any more, but just like last year, they're going like hotcakes, you know. And there's just a lot of prizes in it. And not only can you win all of these prizes, but you're also giving to a cause that's real near and dear to everyone's heart. I mean, you see people out in the NFL wearing pink shoes and pink gloves. The officials have changed the actual yellow flags to pink flags. Just everywhere, all around the city, people are helping in this effort to be the change that they want to see in this fight against breast cancer. And, you know, later in the show, we'll get a chance to talk about Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church and what they did. And it's just absolutely unbelievable how people are going out for this cause. And so we would just ask people to continue. And if you've not gotten in, get in. And if you know somebody with the Super Mega Raffle tickets, you know, give them a call and buy one.
Absolutely. Buy five.
1, 5, 3. It's all going towards a good cause.
Absolutely.
And it's to fight breast cancer.
Absolutely. And you know what? We are not going to slow down in our resolve in saying hell no. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Do you see this weekend at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Augustine, First Lady Rose, you guys have just, you think that we were fired up. You guys have lit a fire under us that we have been talking about since yesterday. And we're gonna share with everybody that wasn't able to make it. They had a church full of people. It was an incredible, incredible Sunday, like you would not believe. But those are the people in those churches, D.C., that have gotten involved, that even those churches this past Sunday that had worship in pink. You know, this is what the movement is about. And you're talking about people in the city, people all around this great country. And it just, I'm going to tell you, we're football fans, and it absolutely warms our heart to see the NFL pinked out. You know, it is absolutely incredible to see. And, you know, this is what the movement is about. And the more people that get on board, that get it, that become a part of the movement, the better it is. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to introduce you to an incredible man that is working to change the way that we think about our lives and our reality. The No Excuse Guide to Success, no matter what your boss says or life throws at you. We're going to introduce you to Mr. Jim Smith when we come back. Stay on point, everybody. It is going to be an incredibly momentous Monday. We're back right after this.
Credit Union with the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer has been extended through October, so race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with the heart of Louisiana.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. There are gift shops
And then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Dr. Maya Angelou.
Mrs. Flowers invited me to her house. She said, Maya, I don't think you like poetry. She said, you don't like it. You will never love poetry until you speak it, until you feel it come across your tongue, over your teeth. Out of your lips, you will never love poetry. And I had it. I hardly stopped speaking since then. I seem to be speaking everywhere. And that's a blessing right there.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, and McDonald's. Now, if you're just joining us, you know how we always like to encourage you, especially on these momentous Mondays, about living your dream. Well, this is an incredible Monday, and let me introduce you to Mr. Jim Smith. He is the president and CEO of Gym Packed Enterprises. He's a sought-after trainer and personal power speaker who has delivered his message that we have the power to radically change the direction of our lives. He's delivered this to thousands of individuals throughout the world, and he's spent almost 20 years working in corporate and consulting leadership positions for a wide variety of industries. He is also on the faculty at Rutgers University for their national and international MBA programs, and he is the author of No Excuse Guide to Success, No Matter What Your Boss or Your Life Throws at You. Jim, Mr. Energy Smith Jr., welcome to the OPT Network, all the way from Philly, where that bad weather is brewing. Good morning,
hey.
And welcome.
In the house, and literally in the house. It's some bad weather out there, but that's okay. We still got to bring it.
Well, before we start, Jim, tell us, because you guys are not used to that kind of weather in Philadelphia.
Now, everybody is losing their mind. I don't think there's any bread left in any store. I don't think there's any water, any generators. The public transportation shut down last night. Airports are closed. people are like, wow, here we go, here we go.
Absolutely. And so, you know, since you were on the ground, before we start talking about your book and the craziness there, you know, in Louisiana and in the South, we are sort of become accustomed to the storms. Mm. What is the atmosphere like for people that are trying to move out of the city?
It's panic right now. Mm. It's panic. And again, since you guys experienced something that's 3,000-fold greater than what we're going to have, but there's panic. There's the unknown. Mm-hmm. You have people who live near water. And this is, I mean, we had a touch of it last year, and now to come back again and have another touch. And I think last year it lasted a day, mm-hmm. a little over a day and a half, and they're projecting the same thing because it's already raining now. But mm-hmm. it's the fear of the unknown. People, this is not what they're used to, so the panic is certainly there.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the fear of the unknown in terms of the No Excuse Guide to Success, no matter what your boss or your life throws at you. Because really, aren't those excuses steeped in fear, really?
Absolutely, 100%. It's all about our fear factors. In the book, I tell people to become friends with fear, mm. become best buddies with vulnerability, to lean in and stay in your discomfort. Because if you're doing that, you are growing through life and not simply going through life.
Now, Jim, that is one of the most interesting perspectives that I have ever heard about fear. So those people that are not accustomed to embracing fear, how do you do that? Because fear is probably the most debilitating emotion that there is.
Yeah, there's certainly a major shift in our mindset. I like to say thoughts become things. What we think about, we bring mm-hmm. about. And the more we focus on that thing or that reality comes to fruition. And it's not rocket science, but if you have woe is me thinking, you're going to have woe is me outcomes. Mm-hmm. And it's shifting your mindset to expect success, not hope, not pray. Mm-hmm. Sorry, pray is important, but not hope, not wish. Not hope and not wish, excuse the semantics. But to expect that things are going to turn around. I know I'm probably in a minority here, but I expect things to blow over, and I expect to get on my plane tomorrow and get to New Orleans and Baton Rouge to do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very optimistic. People say, well, my glass is half empty or half full. I said, no, you don't. You don't even have a glass. You're already predicting or projecting failure. And don't uh-huh. tell me, I mean, dog, I'm just keeping it real. Don't dog me. You're not keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
That may be your real, but that's not my real.
Absolutely. So you have, obviously, Jim, over time, you have cultivated this mindset. And the reason why we love the whole idea of the No Excuse Guide to Success is because this is what we're trying to cultivate. But it takes time for people to change their thinking. And every single morning, we remind people, especially on Momentum Monday, that they've got to change their thinking. How do you get people there that have been pessimism or who have lived a life of pessimism their whole lives?
I like what you said in that it takes time. We live in this microwave society where people want things right away. I did the corporate journey. I did 14 years in corporate. And let me tell you this. Before I did that, I did well in school. I did well in college. I had a couple pro football tryouts. Pretty good student, National Honor Society, all that. But school did not teach me how to work around corporate. It didn't teach me about the reindeer games and what happened was. Mm-hmm. And after 14 years in corporate, and this is when I left, I was a vice president, but I still was not happy. I still did not want someone else's opinion of me to become my reality. And during that 14-year journey in corporate, 5 years in this department, 4 years, I kept posting to get to the place, and I landed in a position that created an opportunity for me to run my mouth. And that's mm-hmm. what I do. My mom said I was born not crying, but running my mouth.
And so for you, Jim, excuse me for interrupting you, mm-hmm. but a lot of people are listening, and you're right. A lot of people have climbed the corporate ladder. And, you know, we were talking about it before we went on the air about how you get out of the boat. How do you get out of the metaphorical boat and step into your destiny? How does that happen?
Here are a couple things that I did and what I suggest. Number one, you have to shift your mindset to believe, once I jump off this boat, I'm going to swim. I'm not going down. Number two, I'm going to surround myself with some incredible people, because I go back to what Mom used to tell me, if you're the smartest person in your group of friends, it's time for some new friends.
Absolutely.
So I want to surround myself with people who are great. There's a book out now that's called Surround Yourself with Greatness. It doesn't say surround yourself with goodness or good people or okay people. Surround yourself with greatness. So you've made a decision to jump. You have your dream team or your colleagues around you. You begin with the end in mind. What does that destination look like? What does the end look like? You craft it. I have it on my vision board. I have it in writing. Mm-hmm. And in beginning with the end in mind, I'm taking those steps each and every day. I'm either reading, I'm talking, I'm writing. I'm moving myself step by step, expecting, not hoping, wishing, thinking, expecting. And along with that expectation, here's the big key. I have to ask myself, am I interested or am I committed? Interest is talking about it. Interest is thinking about it. Interest is meditating on it. Commitment is behavioral change. Commitment is doing. You have people, I'm interested in going back to college. You're not going until you're committed. I'm interested in starting my own business. You're not going to get it until you're committed. We have to shift from the interest and move to the commitment. And energy and action follow thought.
Wow, that's powerful. And then you talk about, Jim, owning your choices. What does that mean?
Oh, boy. In essence, another way, less formal way of positioning it is we got to own our stuff. We can't blame it on the economy. We can't blame it on our boss. We can't blame it on the fact that English is our second language. We can't blame it on them and him and her, or our wife, our husband. We got to own our stuff and recognize that, yeah, we may make mistakes, but guess what? In the elevator of life, the elevator stops at the choice first floor. The choice floor first, and then it stops at the mistake floor. If you do something consciously, knowingly, and it can evolve into a mistake, but initially it was your choice. You chose to do it. You chose to not do it. You chose to say it. You chose to keep your mouth quiet. It's your choice, and we have to own those choices and live with them and use them to make things come to fruition at a greater level.
And, you know, for many people are listening as they're driving in and from all across the country, listening on their computers or however they're listening. And many people are faced with the fact that they are just like you and I and many others that have left their jobs. They're wanting to do it. But it goes back to, will I be able to be successful? How do I leave my paycheck? How do I leave my benefits for the uncertainty of what lies ahead?
Okay, here's what I did. When I left corporate, I left with a lot of my colleagues and friends saying, yo, man, we're going to get you in our company because I'm a speaker, I'm a consultant, I'm a leadership trainer. And a lot of my colleagues said, we'll get you a contract. Well, guess what? They did not. I jumped out there, and I went from a pretty good salary to having lights cut off, having the cable cut off. I know every creditor trick in the world. Trust me, been there, done that, got the shot glass T-shirt to prove it. All that stuff happened. But I did not lose sight. Now, in addition to going through those circumstances, I was going through a divorce. So I ended up moving back in with my mom.
Wow.
Left my company, paying stupid money for this lawyer, and it turned out I had to pay for my ex-wife's lawyer and my lawyer and writing a book all at the same time. And I said, you know, country singers make great music when they're going through pain. So I guess I'm about to make some great music right now because I was going through it. Again, expectation, surrounding myself with folks, small job here, some subcontract work here. Things started to turn around. Meeting people here. Now, what I would do differently, though, I'll tell anyone who's looking to get into the business, whatever business it is, I would spend more time understanding the business side of what I do and not the talent side. Because I like to think I'm a phenomenal speaker and trainer. Mm-hmm. You can be really good, but nobody know about you.
That's right.
So the marketing plan, the business plan, the behind-the-scenes stuff, if that's in place, that's the foundation. That's the structure. If your structure is good, like right now, the structure of my house is pretty cool, this storm is not going to blow us over. So it's getting the structure in place. It's getting the vision in place.
Absolutely.
Surrounding yourself with some pretty great people and expecting success. And that has worked for me. Things have turned around. Now, I've had some ups and downs, but I've stayed the course. And quite frankly, the last 2 years have been probably the best 2 years of my company.
Absolutely. Look, this is what we're going to do. Jim, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about the idea of living with urgency and purpose. The No Excuse Guide to Success, no matter what your boss says or life throws at you. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back on point right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is On Point Talk Playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are trying to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. You know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts, but the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites, Southern Heritage Bank, and the City of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the OPT on this Monday, it's October the 29th. It's 8:15, and we are joined by Jim Mr. Energy Smith Jr. His book, The No Excuse Guide to Success, No Matter What Your Boss or Life Throws at You. And Jim, we're having a really great conversation about your new book. And, you know, you make some really specific suggestions and have a lot of incredible thoughts about how not to make excuses on the road to success. And one of the things that you talk about is to live with urgency and purpose. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, at one point, I really thought I was in life. I attended kindergarten through 12th grade without missing a day of school. I'm one of the nerds who never missed a class in college and
God
showed up for
you.
Work on time and stayed late and all that stuff. And then I was introduced to a gentleman named Mike Jones. He's my mentor. He's out of Houston, Texas. And he started instilling me in this thing about it's all right to hurry. It's all right to be first. You know, it's all right to just act as if you were, I guess, living like you were dying. I mean, Tim McGraw made that song a few years ago. And I remember reading a book called Tuesdays with Maury about an old professor and his college student. And the professor said, you know, in order to learn how to live, you must first learn how to die. And that's playing full out, all in, every day, all in, and acting as if tomorrow's not promised. And I think if we can cultivate a mindset like that where it's full steam ahead, not just being on the train, but driving the train, where people look at you and say, Carla, what's wrong with you? What are you on? And you say, I'm on purpose.
That I love it.
People, it would be contagious, the enthusiasm. In one of my workshops, I do presentation skills where I ask people and I coach them on how to really get an audience fired up. I have this one activity where I ask you to stand up and say the word enthusiasm with enthusiasm. And if you can't do it, the audience will say, do it again. I get people up there for 1, 2, 3 minutes saying enthusiasm, enthusiasm. I said, we got to hear you and feel you.
That's
it's not
right.
just the volume, it's your energy, that gut. And if we can't say enthusiasm.
Yeah.
How are we going to make it happen in life? And then we're going to blame someone else.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are those people that just don't have that energy. They don't have that belief system. And so those are the people that I really want us to reach this morning. Those people that, you know, they need that shot, Jim, of enthusiasm. They need that jolt. How do we reach those folks?
I want them, okay, I'm talking to you guys and gals right now. With what's going on in your life, you know how that story is going to end. You know how that song is going to end because you've been listening to it and singing it and playing it every day. I'm old school. I'm a baby boomer. Take the needle off the record. Take the CD out. Create your own song. Go in the closet. Get your Etch-A-Sketch. All right? Shake it up and create something different. Go get that blow-up clown that you used to hit, and it would fall down and come back up smiling. You would hit it again, and it would pop back up. You know why it popped back up? Because of what was inside, the foundation of that clown. Where's your foundation? Strengthen it. You know how that story is going to end. Time to get up, wake up, step up, shake them up, and show up to life every single day.
Including Monday, especially.
Monday. My mentor has his own organization, and what they do on Monday mornings, they have their happy hour. He said, don't wait till Friday to celebrate what we've done. Let's celebrate what we're going to do. See, everybody celebrates on Friday. Monday is where it happens. So they have happy hours on Monday.
Absolutely. And so tell people, Jim, how they can connect with you. You're going to be in New Orleans, hopefully, if the weather permits. So you're trying to get down south, but tell people how they can connect with this incredible book that you have written and how they can connect with you.
Absolutely. They can go to Amazon to get the book, or they can go to my website, www.jimpact. That's J-I-M-P-A-C-T, T as in top, jimpact.com. And if neither one of those things are working, you can go to the book website, which is www.noexcuseguide.com.
And you know what, Jim? I think that this is a book, and people know that I am an avid reader. I try to read everything I get my hands on, but this is a book for those people. And I love what you say in the book, stop whining and start winning. These are for those, this book is for those people that are tired of being tired. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
We have plenty of them who, and I've been there, so I know what it's like to go to whine rather to win.
Mm-hmm.
Back in, I believe it was like 88, 89, I'm in my first real job. And the first few years, I got promotions, and I was climbing that corporate. Actually, I wasn't climbing the corporate ladder. I was jumping up that ladder. And after, I guess, 3 or 4 years, the promotion stopped. And my boss kept saying, do what you do. Keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, things weren't clicking for me. I mean, Fridays, it seems like everybody else got promoted. And on those Fridays, I found myself sitting in the car looking at the windshield wipers because it was always raining. And my wipers were going, loser, loser, loser. And really, really, you know, I was frustrated. And I went home and I talked to my, yeah, that's what it did. It sang to me, loser. And I talked to my wife at the time, and she gave me a gift that I didn't realize the value of it then. I didn't want it. I wanted to give it back. I wanted her to say it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted her to rub my bald head. I wanted her to give me some warm milk. Instead, she gave me 8 words. And those 8 words were, what are you going to do about it?
Mm.
What are you going to do about it? I don't want to hear the pity party, the mm-hmm. crying, the complaining. Don't order off the wine list. Don't go into the wine cellar. What are you going to do about it? Since then, and that was over 20-something years ago, every time a circumstance comes my way, because that's all they are, circumstances.
That's right.
I ask myself, what am I going to do about it? And I've been giving that gift to people who work with me, work for me. My daughter, who's 17, who wasn't doing good in math last year. Daddy, the teacher don't like me. I don't want to hear that. What are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the gift I'm giving to the listeners. What are you going to do about it? Because whatever you're doing right now, you know how that story is going to end.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. What are you going to do about it? The book is called The No Excuse Guide to Success. No matter what your boss or life throws at you, you know what? There are no excuses. And you're absolutely right, Jim. What are you going to do about it? I think that's an incredible thought for this momentous Monday. Jim, we want to thank you so much for being such a powerful, powerful impact. And you know what? We know that you're going to touch the masses and you're going to be the difference maker in how people think and ultimately how they begin to live their purpose with urgency. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network, Jim.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody, but we're going to be back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon Has It.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was it.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. Good morning and good morning. I am Joshua Joy Dara. And guess what? I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas. You need to do the same thing. Check it out.
Hello, I am Pastor Chris Augustine, pastor of the Jerusalem Baptist Church of Cottonport, Louisiana. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. And you can reach out to Kyle and his team by dialing 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, we want to thank Southern Heritage Bank and independently community-owned bank that is meeting the financial needs of our community.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
If you're just joining us, remember the school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. That's the magic hour. It is currently 8:28 a.m., and today is Monday, momentous Monday, October the 29th, and we want to thank again our guest, Mr. Energy Smith Jr. His book is called The No Excuse Guide to Success, No Matter What Your Boss or Life Throws at You. And DC, that's just one of those incredible great things to talk about on a Monday morning.
Yes, it is.
Because you know what? The bottom line is that there's so many people that are listening every single morning that you have got every single excuse about why not to do what you know you need to be doing. And the book offers real solutions on how to sort through those potential roadblocks and those things that are always going to pop up and get in your way and move towards that real positive action. And so if you're looking for that and you just don't know how to do it on your own and you're looking to change your mindset, this is a book that you'll want to go on Amazon.com and get. It's again called The No Excuse Guide to Success, No Matter What Your Boss or Life Throws at You. Jim Smith Jr., and he's also known as Jim Mr. Energy Smith Jr., is the author of the book. And you know, it really warms our heart, DC, especially when we have a weekend like we just had, about those people that just don't make excuses, like Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church and Pastor Chris Augustine. They just don't talk about it. They are about it. And DC, we cannot. I mean, we just don't have, and I'm starting to say this a lot, that we don't have enough good adjectives and good words to say thank you to Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church.
Absolutely. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church had their pinked out Sunday worship in pink, and it was really, really outstanding.
Did they show up and show out, or
yes,
what?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They showed up and showed out. They had a packed house. And I mean, I'm just to go into their program, because I thought the program was really, really unique.
Mm-hmm.
They had it, and they had, of course, there was a lot of women there, but they had almost sort of like the children running it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like they were making people aware of breast cancer, but they're making the youth aware of
mm-hmm.
it, so that when they grow up, you know, they'll have a full understanding mm-hmm. for this situation. And I thought it was two-tiered.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
And you know, you're absolutely right, DC, but even bigger than that, we were so impressed, Pastor Augustine and the members and the leadership of the church. First Lady Rose, absolutely.
Wonderful job.
Mm-hmm. We're so impressed with the job that they're doing with the kids. The fact that they were able to pray, the fact that they were able to stand up and speak and
singing. I
mean, mm-hmm.
They were basically manning the whole program.
Absolutely.
You know, they were, man, that was awesome.
And how kind and warm were they to us?
They were absolutely kind and warm. As a matter of fact, they made us feel right at home.
Mm-hmm.
Right at home there.
And so we want to thank, DC, all of the people who came out in support of Worship in Pink on yesterday.
Absolutely.
It was absolutely amazing.
The church folks were beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely beautiful.
And people came from really all around the listening area. And I want to start by thanking, because, you know, when women come together, it just always, always, always warms my heart. I want to thank, and we want to thank, St. John Community Church, Baptist Church, their women's ministry.
Absolutely.
And they came from Marksville. And they didn't just come. They came with a whole group.
Absolutely.
Of women. And their pastor
and all of them had on pink.
And all of them had on pink. And, or they had some pink representation. And their pastor at St. John Community Church is Reverend Charles Guillory. And so we want to thank them. My cousin, Sharon Griffin Vassar, is a part of that group. We're double kin. And it was great to see her out there along with the whole group of women. DC, it just, so many people. And I don't even want to start calling names, because I know I'm going to forget somebody, but it was a house full, and it was
an excellent program.
It was
the program itself was absolutely excellent.
I mean, hey, you guys at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Augustine, you know, he said something so powerful. He said really that our meeting was divine, and it absolutely was divine. You know, and Pastor Augustine, we can't stop talking about you. And he said, well, we know it's not about you. But, you know, the word says that what you do in secret, God will reward you openly. And this was really a secret gesture, because you never suggested that we tell anybody. And it was just DC that said, my goodness, this church is sending us a check every single month. We need to acknowledge them. We need to do something for them every single month. We need to meet them.
Yes.
And so we did, and it started a relationship, and it really, I believe, DC, started an effect for other churches to get involved.
Absolutely. And we didn't meet them until 9 months after we had been dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it was 9 solid months that we had absolutely no communication, but we started realizing, hey, hold up.
You mm-hmm. know? And you know what I love yesterday about women coming together? I love that we met so many women. We cannot thank the First Lady enough, because we know that behind every pastor, First Lady Rose, there is a strong encouraging woman that stands behind her husband. And very few of us understand what the magnitude of that is. We also want to say thank you, and it was great meeting Minister Rosa Paree. She is the pastor of Faith in God Christian Family Church, and she is just beginning her ministry, but it was refreshing to see a woman pastor in a Baptist church in the pulpit.
It was absolutely wonderful to see her, and it was absolutely wonderful to hear her speak.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Minister Rosa, we know that God has great things in store for you, and many, many great things are headed your way. And you see, we would be remiss if we did not thank not only Jerusalem, but Teresa Anderson.
Absolutely.
Oh,
Teresa,
my goodness.
That program together, didn't you?
Teresa, you
are, everybody work.
You are amazing. You encourage us with your energy and your love of God and your love of people. And she's one of those people, D.C., that brings a program together in sheer excellence. And she made sure that everything was excellent.
Yes, she did.
And so we also want to thank my nanny, my mother, Laura Christian Francisco, for all coming out in support, and all of the women who just came out.
Absolutely. And how about Cynthia Wade?
How about Cynthia? Cynthia, we were looking for you after the service. Where did you go?
She just vanished. Like,
Cynthia is one of those people.
She's really unassuming.
She really is.
She has a big presence.
A very sweet, warm presence. And just all of the people. I mean, there was a church full.
Yes.
And it was just great fellowship. It was a great time of women coming together, just supporting each other, loving each other, and saying, you know what, we all resolve to do something different. We resolve not to think that everything is gas. We resolve to know our bodies and to know our breasts, and not just our bodies, not just our breasts, but our bodies, and to be our own best advocates, D.C., and you could feel.
Yes, you could.
You could feel that.
You definitely could feel it in there. There were a lot of women, and all of them were about awareness and about early detection.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Miss Teresa Anderson gave an excellent speech on education in the community and people doing better now because they're more educated.
That's right.
On how to get early detection. And early detection is the key with any form of cancer. And that's what she was saying. Early detection is the key. And with more programs like they had yesterday, people are more aware mm-hmm. of what to do, when to do it, where to go to do it, and things of that nature. So they are really, hats off to them. They did a wonderful job. It was an excellent program and an excellent way to bring awareness to all forms of cancer, not just breast cancer.
Absolutely, and just all forms of well-being. And let me say, DC, what really, so many things, Pastor Augustine, moved on our hearts that we have just really been, and if you begin to know who DC and I are, you know that we just play things back after they happen. And what we saw is you guys are some of the biggest givers. We already knew you were givers, but DC, every single woman in the church walked away with a goodie bag. And I don't mean just no any old bag.
No, they gave everybody a gift.
Yeah, these were goodie bags, and that really showed the heart of Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church and what givers that they are.
Yes.
We didn't have to do anything but show up.
That's right.
And then what I loved was throughout the church, they had taken the time to really put up information about breast cancer, about what we are talking about and reminding people every day, have your mammograms, know the signs, know your body, breast exams. And they had this information readily available so that you could see it, you know, and it was the attention to the smallest details.
Yes.
And that's really what makes a program great. And we could see the love that you guys have, not only for what we're doing here, but we see the love that you have for the communities.
Absolutely.
That you serve.
Yes, indeed. They really do.
And you see, I don't want to forget First Lady Nina Jackson.
Absolutely. First Lady Nina Jackson, her husband is Pastor Greg Jackson, mm-hmm. Salem Baptist Church mm-hmm. in Bunkie.
And Evening Star.
And Evening Star Baptist Church. But they, she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good for us. She's our classmate.
Mm-hmm.
We went to high school together. And she's just a fine lady. And she turned out to be the change that she would like to see. Nina, thank you for coming.
Absolutely. And all of you that turned out, what we would say to you is that you are the change. And I cannot forget, D.C., Brenda Randall, because after the service, I had an opportunity to sit and not stand in fellowship with the ladies. And, you know, she's got a new book out that she's written. She came with her book and her information, and we look forward to connecting with her. And this is what it's about, D.C., connecting with people. And that's what we're talking about this morning, people connecting with their destiny and their dreams.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that Ms. Randall had her book with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was wanting to promote a book. She says, you know, she has her book.
that's
the most important thing. You know, it's one thing to say to somebody, hey, I have a book, and then not have the book actually there where we can actually touch it and feel it and put hands on it and actually go back mm-hmm. and read it. So,
and you know one thing about it? We read every single book that we get, and we try to be the catalyst to help people to promote what they're doing. And we said to Jim, who was just on the show, that we just believe in watering. You know, we believe in watering those seeds. And so it hurts us not at all to water others.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, we were, you know, on the way there, we were like, man, it's early.
You know, we didn't know if anybody was going to be there.
And when we got there, it was like, wow, this is a lot of people.
Yeah. You guys showed up, man.
Yeah, they put it together.
That tells you where people are for 8 o'clock service. And that's why we're especially grateful to First Lady Nina Jackson, because we know that her husband's got a couple churches. So we know that she's got some obligations in the morning.
Absolutely.
And she's a mom.
Absolutely. And I just thought First Lady Rose Augustine just did a wonderful job mm-hmm. of when she got up to speak and did the introduction of you. It had just such a spirit of excellence over it.
Uh-huh.
And they all just look beautiful in their pink.
I know.
I mean, you cannot.
Even the kids had on pink.
Absolutely. The whole church.
Uh-huh. You uh-huh. know? And you know what Deuce Christmas said? He said, when he saw my notes, he said, Mother, do you have to say all of that? But he was pleasantly surprised and happy to be there. And it's, you know, everything that we do, and it's just like Jim was saying, we get prepared. We try not to do anything halfway. We get prepared and we try to have and exude a spirit of excellence. And I'm going to just tell you, D.C., that the way that Jerusalem Missionary Church, Baptist Church, honored us, made us feel so special. And on the way home, we said, and my mom felt so special for us and so proud. And on the way home, it really made us say that communities are really, really getting the message.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what fuels us.
Absolutely. And that's what it was about. It really wasn't about us. It was about the message
mm-hmm.
that we were bringing and the making folks aware of breast cancer and all forms of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the whole program was about. And so they just invited us because we're out front of this movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really lends itself to the way that this whole process should be, you know, community outreach.
That's right. And you know what, D.C., as you're sitting there talking and I'm looking at you, and for all of the people that were there, it was a
yes.
full house, a packed house. I'm wondering if people who are listening in their mind's eye can really get a great visual of what Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church did on yesterday.
I don't know. I know what it was good.
You know, it was just incredible, and we want to encourage other churches and other organizations to be the change that you want to see. And what I have been saying since last year, since this movement started, was very, very, very apparent at Jerusalem, that most churches, and there were men there, but by and large, the women outnumbered the men
Yes, just, there were a lot of women.
You know, they out, and so this is why I don't understand why churches would not become more proactive. And even there was a sister there that was going through breast cancer right then and there. And I loved her spirit, and I loved the pastor acknowledging her.
Right, and I really do believe that there is a lot more progress than what we can actually see, you know, with because there's a lot of churches that are doing things
right that we don't know about.
That we don't know about,
right?
You know, and so you know when we're speaking, you know, we know that there's, you know, we understand progress rather than perfection, because this year there's a lot more churches involved than there were last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, and it's gonna be progressively better, you know, and we just have to let the process take its course. And we just want to commend those people who are getting involved, and the people who are thinking about getting involved, and the people who are going to get involved. And, you know, of course, there's some people who are saying, you know, next year I'm going to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's time is coming. So, you know, we just, you know, if God is moving on you to do something, just do it.
And that's what I love about you, GC. You keep my feet on the ground. And, you know, that's such a great balance that we have, because you're right. There are churches that are doing things that we don't know about. And we say kudos and hats off to those churches. But you know what? We would love to hear about those churches that are doing functions, because we would love to share that with the listeners and bring in even more people. But what I loved probably the most about yesterday, D.C., is that Pastor Augustine acknowledged every visitor.
Absolutely.
And there were visitors, D.C., from various different churches.
All around of Vols Parish.
Yeah.
All around of Vols Parish.
And they came together. Y'all, you just don't know. When you come together in solidarity like that, when you come together for the common good.
And for something positive.
That's where God is. He's in the midst of that. And you know, one of the things, and the main thing that God said to speak to his people about was the healthy place and the wealthy place. And that he wants us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. And you know what? This is something that we can all have and we can all possess, but we've got to start being about it. You know, God is not going to impose his will on our want. We're reminding you, we're encouraging you, we're even imploring you. Ladies, if you're 40 years old and older, there are free mammograms at Christus Cabrini Women's Center. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1122. If you cannot get through, if you need help, you can phone our offices by dialing 318-445-5658. Leave us a message, and I guarantee you that someone will return the call. You're on point, everybody. We've got to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about the super mega raffle on this momentous Monday. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
At the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer has been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart, and also our partners in this year's fight to eradicate breast cancer. Listen, not only can you go in and get your new or used vehicle finance for as low as 1.49%, you can go in and you can support breast cancer awareness, eradicating breast cancer at any of the three locations of the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Pineville, at Edgewood, Coliseum Boulevard, or on Commerce. Don't forget, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the credit union with a heart. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, Davis One Stop, another partner in helping to eradicate breast cancer. All of these businesses are people and businesses that are being the change that they want to see in our community. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is where you should stop. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people. Another one of those proud sponsors of this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Darlene St. Romain and her team are helping to stamp out breast cancer. They've got those super mega raffle tickets down in Bunkie. You can phone them by dialing 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. We need to make sure that those tickets get disseminated in Opelousas, Louisiana. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Owner-operator Johnny Marks down in Pineville is pinking out the Pineville locations. And she is also another proud sponsor that stands with the OPT Network in helping us to say hell no to breast cancer. You know what? The month is almost over. It has been a month, DC, of fun and awareness. And you know what? We have tried to make it twofold. And the phone is steadily ringing, DC, people wanting to know how to get those mammograms. And so we don't mind taking your calls. We are happy to help you to figure out what you need to do to make that happen. Now, DC, the super mega raffle list, we're not going to have time to really go down the list today, but we have so many people that have given, so many people that want to give, and then people that just downright want to buy those tickets, DC. And so we just got to say to those people, hey, it's not over until it's over.
Absolutely. And it's definitely going down. I mean, you need to get your ticket. You know, be the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer. And the list is going to be very, very long with prizes, gift certificates, all types of things. Because now we're going to start just really pressing on people to actually give us more, put more things into the mega raffle.
Absolutely. And you know what? It is such a great fundraiser. This is the second annual Super Mega Raffle. And it has grown, and we want to thank all of those business owners that have supported this movement. And we'll say it once, we'll say it a million times. The only way that a movement can continue to move is that you move with it. And we hope to hear about more people, not just doing things for breast cancer, but whatever you're doing in your community, DC, to be the change that you want to see. We're interested in hearing about it.
Absolutely. Just give us a call at the On Point office, 318-445-5658. That's the On Point office. That's 445-5658. Anytime, just give us a call. Let us know what you're doing. We're more than happy to put it out there for you or to assist you in making it happen. Mm-hmm. Whatever we can do to assist you in the community, as long as it's positive, we're all about it.
That's exactly right. And that's just the way we roll. You know, it's all about giving back to the community. It's all about helping to be the change that we want to see. And I want to remind you, see, we got a flyer real quick. And there's going to be a classical performance. And it's the first appearance of Gregory Charles Mills Jr. This is a black tie event at Starlight Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2628 Overton Street. And it's going to be happening November the 3rd at 7:30 p.m. For more information, you can contact 318-201-0609. We'll have more information on that. Y'all, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We're going to let
them know more about what's in the raffle probably tomorrow when we get a chance to kind of be able to say all of it because it's getting so long.
I know.
It's hard.
I know. It's hard, but it's fair, and it's a great, great super mega raffle. Thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You know we love you. God loves you even more than that, so love yourself. Stop making excuses and be the change. I'm going to add that, DC. Stop making excuses.
Be the change.
That you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a momentous Monday. And we'll see you right back here on Tuesday, God willing. Have a great day.